Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning to all colleagues. Mr. President, although it is not our pattern to argue back and forth with those who have a habit of parroting absurd allegations against Iran, I should remind everyone that it is not Iran that has been accumulating beautiful weapons. Iran has for decades been under arms embargo and spares his money for other more important jobs than buying beautifuls to murder innocent people in neighboring countries and to support extremist and terrorist groups. The Saudi minister should be reminded that it is not Iran that has been massacring innocent Yemeni civilians for 5 years. It is not Iran export extremist ideology and wreak havoc in other countries and take other countries' prime minister hostage. Saudis should recognize that we are perpetual neighbors and respect the principle of good neighborliness. Blaming others for your own mistake and mischief could not resolve your problem. If you have not been able to shatter the Yemeni people for 5 years of brutal killing and starvation, you should not blame Iran. If we sympathize with the innocent children killed and maimed by your war machine, you should not misrepresent it as a case, as a cause for your failure. And the other thing is that having might and means, it is not a permit to cowardly kill your poor innocent brothers and sisters in order to prove your supremacy. Mr. President, there is also serious concern regarding the lack of balance between the ambitious nuclear program of Saudi Arabia and its international commitment to non-proliferation. Saudi Arabia continues to refuse to fully implement its safeguard agreement, INFCRC/153, with IAEA, and allow the IAEA inspections and provide full declarations about its nuclear activities. More alarming, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia and other members of royal family are on record that they may have an interest in nuclear weapons at some point in future. Saudi Arabia must build international confidence in the peaceful nature of its nuclear program by fully abiding with non-proliferation standards and commitments under the NPT and by unequivocally renouncing the option of acquiring nuclear weapons. Thank you, Mr. President.